you laid the beams of his upper chamber upon the waters. You are mighty God. You made the cloud your chariot, and you ride on the wings of the wind. Mighty are you, O God. Mighty you shall be forever. Mighty are you, O God. You make the wind your messenger, and flames of fire your servants. You are mighty. Thank you for your presence of might today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, because you have said it before. You said you will not forsake us, and you will not leave us. You are God who is kind to your word, and you will always fulfill your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. We lift up our eyes to the mountains. Where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not make our feet slip. He who watches over us will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel, he who watches over Israel, neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord watches over us. He's our shade at our right hand. The sun will not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep us from all harm. He will keep the members of this assembly from all harm. He will keep the members of our family from all harm. He will watch over our going and in our coming, both now and forevermore. Praise the Lord! Thank you, Father, for this excellent day. This is a day we have looked forward to. We are glad and we rejoice in it. Thank you, God. We are going to speak and continue on the platform that we have started with, the theme of this month, love, the love month. I'm going to speak about love, as love is a necessity for a successful family. It's a necessity for a successful family. Love is so important that when it is present in a family, it brings everything that the family needs to succeed. It brings it. You may not be able to take love to the bank and say, this is love, I want to collect 5 million naira. That's not the way. But it will make the conducive environment for resources to be present. It will make the conducive environment possible for children to be trained. Love will make the conducive environment possible for husband and wife to chart the path of the future. Love must not be underestimated. Where there is no love, the opposite happens. No conducive environment. Strife. Fighting. Violence. We need to bring love to the house, to the home, where it is not there. Bring it in sufficient quantity. You know, something that we need to know is that where there is love, it invites, like we say, things that we need. Loyalty, it invites loyalty to the family. Study, look at the story of Naomi and Ruth. Ruth's mother died. Ruth's husband died. And he lost a lot of things. The mother-in-law, Naomi, he said, you, please, go your way. You don't have a husband. I'm going my way. But because Ruth loved Naomi so hard, he displays the love of his husband upon Naomi. He said, where you go, I follow. Where you go, I go. Loyalty is present with love. Commitment is present with love. They bring it, love brings it to the house. It brings it to the family. That is why love is important. Look at the way Naomi took care in love, took care of his mother in, look at the way Ruth took care of the mother-in-law. So much, kindness, care. And then, people were seeing it. Boaz saw it. How can somebody love someone to this extent? Boaz saw it. Begin to also pick interest in Ruth. What I'm saying is that kindness and care, they follow love to the family. Where there is no love, it's hard to have kindness and care. Very hard. almost impossible. It will be very hard. You'll just be struggling. You won't struggle in Jesus' name. What happened? He began to shower. Boaz is a rich man. Because Ruth was toiling on the field of Boaz. They had nothing. They were on the ground with Naomi. Nothing to show for it. No resources. But when Boaz began to love, he showered resources on her. What I'm saying is that in the family where there is love, poverty can turn. Great love, misfortune can turn into fortune. What happened? He married the man, he gave birth to Obed. Obed became, in the future of Obed, he became the grandfather of who? Of David. See the way love has put roots in the divine plan of God, in the lineage of Christ. Love must not be joked with. Love must be on the ground in marriage. It permeates its guests to the family. But I'll be speaking more to what the Bible says, where the love must radiate from the husband. From the husband. I'll be speaking more to the husband and touch the wife and touch the children. Except to get it right like that. The Bible says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loves the church, and he gave himself for her. Remember, I was talking about Boaz, I was talking about Ruth, I was talking about Naomi. There is love story all over the Bible, even between Jonathan and David, even between Timothy and Apostle Paul. But the love that Christ showed, the love that Christ showed was the greatest of all the love. Greater than friendship, greater than warmth, greater than affection. The love that is sacrificial. He showed the church. He said, husband, love your wife the way Jesus loved the church. That is the model. You must love at that level, husbands. He gave himself for the church. Love to that level. Aim to love to that level. It is an instruction. You must learn how Christ loved the church. Emulate that and display it. Then you have 10-10 in terms of love. So, it's a spiritual instruction. Whenever we have a spiritual instruction, then certainly we have spiritual backing. Almost automatic. Almost automatic. He said, Peter, on this rock I build my rock. I build my church. No ace will come against it. It is true till today, and forever it will be true. No ace will come against it. But immediately he told Peter, he declared, he gave him a key. He said, I've given you the key of heaven. Matthew 16:19. Whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever I bound in heaven, I lose on earth is loosed in heaven. That is the power to manage the church. The beginning of the power to manage the church. The same happens when we fulfill the instruction of husband, love your wife. Then when we fulfill that instruction, that power is given to you. Because it is written that he who keeps instruction is in the way of life. Proverbs 10:17. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life. But he who neglects correction, what does happen? It goes astray. We will not go astray in Jesus' name. So we put our marriage, our love as husbands, we keep this instruction and we begin to use it. Because when you love like Christ, you are in the path of life. In fact, the Bible says, if you don't love like Christ,
the prayers will be hindered.
In fact, the prayers will not be answered if you don't respect your wife. 1 Peter 3:7. He said, be considerate to your wife. Be considerate to your wife. 1 Peter 3:7. Very important. Be considerate to your wife. And treat your wife with respect. Because she's a weaker vessel. And also she's here with you. She partakes in the glorious gift of life with you. So that your prayers may not be hindered. Very, very important. Very, very important. Now, we just quickly go in the rest of the minutes I have. How do we love? How does a man love a woman the way Christ loved the church and gave himself for her? Demonstrate your love. The first thing is to demonstrate your love. Husbands, demonstrate your love. You don't love your wife and say, I love you inside. God did not do that. You can say it 100 times. You have not really started to love. It must be what? It must be demonstrated. But make up your mind first to love your wife. Make up your mind first and foremost to love your wife. When you make up your mind to be patient with your wife, you make up your mind to be kind to your wife. You make up your mind not to be boastful. You make up your mind not to be proud, not to be self-seeking, not to be quick to anger. You make up your mind not to keep wrong diary of wrong things. When you make up your mind, you are on the way to loving. You must consciously make up your mind. That is why Bible says, husband, be considerate to your wives. Consider. Don't just talk anyhow to your wife. Consider how you are going to love your wife. That is the work, the primary work of the husband. And God, in his loving the church, he demonstrated this. The Bible says, God demonstrates his love for us. While we were still sinners, what happened? Christ died. You must demonstrate your love. Christ demonstrates his love for us. Demonstrate patience. Demonstrate it. Show it. Show patience. You know Christ showed patience to the church. He showed patience to the church. The Bible says he endured pain. Whenever there is pain from your partner, endure. That is when they say it's a, you don't demonstrate your love for your partner when she's doing well alone, even when there are shortcomings. You demonstrate love for her even when there is shortcoming. Oh, she doesn't flush the toilet and then she's very dirty. Demonstrate love for her at that point in time. She doesn't clean the bed and she doesn't cook well. You have to show love for her. Be patient. That's where patience comes. Encourage her. The way Apostle Paul was encouraging Timothy. Very, very important. You've not loved when you love your wife when she's doing well. When you think she's not doing well, as in a sinner, as in having transgression, as in having trespasses, you love her. I was in a shop, in ShopRite. Some time ago, up to a year or so, I was in front of ShopRite. I came to buy something. And I saw a guy. The guy waved to me. I remember it was one of my old former students. In the waiting, in the sun. I said, what happened? In fact, you could see sweat on his shirt. He said he has been waiting for some time for his wife. The wife is inside. And she complained, how much was she carrying that she spent all this money, all this time? It's not carrying much money. So what is she buying? And I said, just take it easy now. We then spoke. We spoke for about 10 minutes. How is life? She was finding herself, doing all of those. I went inside. I spent 30, 35 minutes inside. I met her. I met him outside again. Like 2 hours. Then, I said, well, I'm going home. Good luck, my brother. I saw the wife coming in front. He said, that's my wife. Surprisingly, the guy ran to the wife. Carry the load. Baby. Are you fine? Oh, nice to see you. Let me carry these things for you. She did not show sign of aggression. No sign of impatience. I say, yeah. I learn additional things. I'm patient, not as this guy. Not as this guy. Since that day, I emulated that. My wife never knows that. I don't worry if she doesn't come on time again. I learned that from there. Very, very important. That's what they call be patient. Endure pain. Endure pain. Patience is very important when it comes to family. You know. So, and when we say all of these things, you must know that demonstrate your love in very diverse ways to your wife. Demonstrate it in every possible way you know. Demonstrate it in the day and in the night. Demonstrate it in the when she's at work or when she's out of work. Show love. Show, don't be boastful. What do you have before I marry you? That is boastful, boastfulness. No. Greet her. One day I called my wife. I said, go and call her for me. The children thought, daddy, you are not in this mood. Now, what happened? I said, just call her for me. Because I don't want to miss that opportunity. I sat her down. She said, what happened? I said, you are a loving woman. I love you so much. I want to thank you for all that you have been doing. I want to praise you for all the things you have been doing for me, for the children. You are a very strong woman. I'm glad I met you on that day. Periodically, you say this. That is what they call loving a woman. You demonstrate it. I did not internalize it. Demonstrate your love. There is several ways of demonstrating love. It cannot end. In fact, the Bible says love cannot end. Did it not say that? Love does not end. 1 Corinthians 13:8. Love can never end. So you can demonstrate it in every way. It can never fail. Prophecy. Where it is prophecy, it will fail. It will cease. Where there are prophecies. I like prophecies a lot. But where they are, they will cease. Where tongues are prevalent. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. And where there is knowledge, it may have no value. What will remain? Love. It's the most important. Of faith and hope, love is the most important. Love will never vanish. It will never fail. So there is endless way of demonstrating your love. It must be shown. Your love, your wife can see it. When you demonstrate your love to your wife to a certain level, it will sink. He will sing the song of songs. There is a place in the song of songs. If you can see it, song of songs, chapter 1, verse 2. He said, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Let him, don't restrain him. I'm waiting for him. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. For your love is what? Your love is better than wine. That is the level in which a woman begins to appreciate your love. Don't restrain him. It means I love my husband. Every woman knows when a man loves. But the point is that it must be reciprocated. Wife must do what? Reciprocates. There cannot be a balanced equation if there is a one-sided love. It must be reciprocated.
You must consciously reciprocate. Reciprocate with gratitude.
When I told my wife those things, as if she had never heard it that day, she jumped up. She hugged me. I said, wow, I know how to catch you now.
You know, that is the point. You must reciprocate. Do that. Be careful to reciprocate. Show in return. But that's what the Bible say. He said, wife, submit to your husband. That is one. That is reciprocation. That is a great way of reciprocating. Submit to your husband.
As you will submit to the Lord. For the Lord himself is the savior of the body. For the love. You see, so submit to your husband. Submit to your husband. I think that is 1 Peter 3:1. 1 Peter 3:1. Husband, wife, submit to your husband. Yes, be submissive to your husband. You know, you must obey. And when you go further in that chapter, he said, that is why they credit Sarah, of all women, the only woman they submit to their husbands, they reciprocate love. That is why they credit. So if you go to, yes, he obeyed Abraham, and he called Abraham, my what? My Lord. He's not shouting Abraham. He's not shouting his name. Call him my Lord. Because he loves like Jesus Christ. Although Jesus had not come then, but he had the inclination to love like God. So when you reciprocate, please, let's get this point clearly. When a husband and a wife are together in love and they reciprocate, the woman begins to respond and keep the love in the house, something significant happens. When there is love in a place that is flowing, God is there. God is there. That is why love can bring everything. He said, God is what? God is love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts away fear. That is what happens when there is love, true love. That's what they call true love. Reciprocated love. There is reciprocity. When God is there, when there is love, I say something significant happens. God is there. But happiness comes in. Happiness, they throw in. Love brings happiness. They come into the house. They follow you. Wherever you go. When you are in the mood of, because they are spirits, you don't see them. They follow you. Happiness follow you. Peace is there. Joy is there. How can a man will not then be able to find time to discuss with the wife about how to train the children? How will they not be able to discuss how to get a new job and to work towards it and to find necessary skill? Because they are one. They are one. Because they are one. He said, let a man leave his father and mother and you be united to the wife, and they become what? One flesh. One flesh cannot argue with themselves. If they are truly, that is the height of love. And you know in that chapter in Genesis, the next verse says, they are naked and not ashamed. When there is love, you open everything on the table. No covering of cell phone. No taking away of diary.
Everything is open. No secrets. No deception. Full love. That is what goes on. That is what goes on. When there is love, happiness is there. So we use love to retain happiness and joy and peace. You consciously use love to retain it. When there is no love, you cannot retain it. Nobody can do that. Love is very, happiness is fragile. It goes when love is disappearing. And what happens? When love is toppled, what happens? Fear comes in. Because they say perfect love casts away fear. But when there is no perfect love, what comes in? Fear comes in. And fear comes with its entourage, violence. It comes with deception. It comes with anger. Argument starts. Disagreement starts. Sometimes fear comes with death. God forbid. They go together. They begin to fight. They begin to fight. They strangle themselves. They kick themselves. They throw themselves. They throw something at themselves. Love is gone. At that moment, he has escaped. He's gone. Consciously use love to retain. To retain happiness. Peace. So, as I said, my conflicts can be removed, can be prevented when you exercise your love. How? How? Don't allow love to be removed. What you do immediately, in fact, this is a formula for prevention of marital conflicts, which science also attests to. Drop the matter before it becomes what? A dispute. You must drop the matter. Drop it. Drop the matter before it becomes a dispute. When you drop the matter, it means that you, as the husband, something is coming up, you are receiving, the matter is becoming something like a dispute. He's saying, Aboria Udani. Don't reply. No, you have not dropped the matter. I've been conscious. You want to lose somebody, see me? Oh, Mobito, see one. I'm both a boss story already. You drop the matter. Drop the matter. Science say withdraw. Use the word withdraw. Just withdraw. In fact, if the man does not withdraw on time, the woman will withdraw. Why? Because the Bible says the husband is the head of the woman, of the wife. And Christ is the head of the church. And God is the head of Christ. So you withdraw. In fact, when we look at Proverbs, I think Proverbs 17:14, it says, starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. When you want to start a quarrel, it's like you want to open the water of a dam. Can it be controlled? No. It carries anybody that is on the way. He said, that place, 17:14, he said, stop starting a quarrel is like breaching a dam. Drop the matter before it becomes a conflict, before it becomes disputes. When you withdraw, you are not saying anything. But mind you, don't divorce. When you withdraw, don't divorce. I mean, don't be emotionally divorced. Then he goes to our room, he goes to his room. They don't see for the whole day. The children will begin to make camps. Some will go there, some will go there. That is emotional divorce. If not, you drop the matter. Forgiveness comes in.
The moment you drop the matter, forgiveness followed. He said, be kind to yourselves. Be tender-hearted, forgiving yourselves as God in Christ forgave. I only hear some songs from my wife when it gets to this level that she's trying to withdraw. I cannot sing the song here. It's a good song, but I cannot sing it here. You sing this song, and my head will just blow off. Eh? What am I hearing? That is the song my mommy used to sing for me. That is the song they used to sing for Ijebu people. You sing it. Eh? Eh? No! Eh? My guy is here, pastor is here. I can't sing. Eh? Only a woman, no, no, ni to for my Ijebu share. He begins to sing all those songs. He now turns it. He said, I can't joke with you. All those ones are just, I can't joke with you. You will now see, oh my, me more. You will now begin to sing it. You will now begin to call all those things for me. Oh, wale. She's a peace-loving woman, very peace-loving, and I pray she will continue. So, that is the point. Greater love, as Christ showed the cause, the church. Greater love than no man has. Greater love, Christ has shown the cause, the church, than no one has. For that man, for Christ, laid his life down for his friends. Greater love. So give yourself for your wife. Give yourself. Give yourself. Make sure you give yourself for your wife. Greater love. No man must show greater love than you show your wife. Nobody except God and Christ. Nobody. Greater love. Greater love. No one else can show that love. So, because of time, devise the way you want to show greater love. One day, during COVID time, I was really tested. COVID was in town. Too much, too strong, very strong. There was no vaccine. Vaccine was just coming in trickles. I was vulnerable because I was living with... I was still going about. I knew that I have to do something. I went to call UI. I want to call the university. I said, give me vaccine. They said, oh, they have just limited. Very limited for the principal officers. I told the guy. The guy said, okay, I will give you two. Two. Ah. He said, for your wife and you. I said, but our grandmother is there. Say, manage it. The most vulnerable of us all, where she was living, is my grandmother. It's my mother. I say, okay, take. Tomorrow, go. So one is left between who and who? Between my wife and I. We have to decide who goes. But I remember. Greater love. Greater love. I said, okay, go. Follow your mommy there and take. There are ways you can display greater love. I was at risk, serious risk. In fact, I'm here. My sweet sister was Dr. Daramola. He can attest. Greater love. Finally, because of time, enjoy your wife. It is mandatory. Enjoy your wife. Ecclesiastes 9:9. Follow it. enjoy your wife with everything you have. That is the way to enjoy life. That is the way to enjoy life. No other way. In fact, he said that is what you have come to do under the sun for the days that you are given on earth. Imagine, for the days you are given on earth, you are meant to enjoy your wife. Don't enjoy anybody. It is futile. You have a car, enjoy it with your wife. You have a house, enjoy it with your wife. You have assignment to do, enjoy it with your wife. Enjoy your work with your wife. Tell her what is going on. Enjoy your bank account with your wife. Thank you very much.